Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to try to relax a little bit. So everybody should shut their eyes, and I'll tell you when we're done and when to open your eyes, okay? And you should just try to relax yourself and take a nice deep breath in. And then exhale. And I just want you to breathe in once more, deeply. And exhale. Good. And you want to listen to my voice and only to my voice. Listen to my voice and only to my voice. And you want to feel the center of your chest and become aware of it. And you want it to now let it drag down. You want to let it droop. You just want to let your chest relax. And you want your stomach to relax. You just want to let it all go. Let all the muscles relax. You want to think about your thighs. And you want to relax. And then go down. And our feet, our shins, the leg muscles relaxing, going down. Our feet going down and relaxing. So we're going to start off with soothing, healing, warm light in our toes, working back and forth, through the heel of our foot, through the arch of our foot, through our toes. So soothing, healing, warm white light, back and forth. Working its way up through our ankle, all the way up to our kneecaps and back down again. Soothing, healing, warm light. Back and forth. Working its way through our kneecaps now, through our larger thighs, our thigh muscles, down to the bone marrow, through the muscle, back and forth, back and forth. Soothing, healing, warm light. We're going to work through our hip muscles, through our groins, through our back spine, our deeper muscles. Healing, soothing, warm, white light. Relaxing, comfortable, soothing, healing. Working our way through our intestines, through our back muscles, through our stomach, through our upper lungs, through our chest muscles. Through our chest plate, through our bones, our rib cage. Soothing, healing, warm, white light. Working its way through up to our upper shoulders, and back down again, up to our shoulders, and back down again. Relaxing, soothing, healing, warm, white light. Working its way down our shoulders to our elbows, and back up to our shoulder blades, through our muscles, through the bones, through the marrow. Soothing, healing, warm, white light, working its way back and forth, relaxed, comfortable, letting yourself go down, 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 deeper, 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 letting go, working your way through your elbows to your wrist of your arms, through your fingers, through the palm of your hand, through your thumb, through your fingers, through your index fingers, back and forth. Healing, soothing, warm, white light. Working its way up through your spine, through your legs, through your body. Working its way through your throat, your inner throat, your neck muscles, your neck bone, your lower jaw, back and forth. Back and forth, soothing, healing, warm, white light. Going through your tongue, all the way to the tip, all the way down. Relaxing your jaw, just letting it relax. Letting your cheeks relax. Working its way through the tendon, through your teeth, through the muscles. Soothing, healing, warm, white light. Working its way through your eye sockets, through the bridge of your nose, through your temples, through your forehead, letting all the muscles just letting it go, all the flesh just letting it go, just letting it relax. Soothing, healing, warm, white light, going through the scalp of your head, in through your ears, through the earlobes, into the inside of your brain, moving through back and forth, healing, soothing, warm, white light going down, 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 deeper, 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 down, down, down. Listening to my voice and only my voice, clarity of my voice. 10, 9, 8, drifting, floating, soothing, healing, warm white light, going down, down, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, focusing on my voice. There is one, there is you. You see yourself sitting in the middle of nowhere, sitting, being, existing in the nothingness. There is light in the darkness. In the distance you see land, beautiful land in all directions. The land is your body. Seeing out to the land, you can see the sky as it touches the land in the distance. There are oceans, there are rivers, there are deserts, there are forests, there are jungles. And you, a perfect being, are sitting in the center of it all. The castles and the stones begin to whirl. The stones begin to whirl around you. The earth begins to rise by your will. And it begins to build a giant castle in the middle of the land. Stones become on top of each other. Walls and columns begin to grow. Shadows of hallways, thickness of stone, echo of clanking builds and grows. Towers reaching further and further into the sky. The center grows wider and wider and builds. There are rows and rows of columns and roads and walls and outer exteriors. A vast, magnificent, beautiful kingdom has arisen. There are people now in your city. Town folks, farmers, workers, cobblers, horses, working horses, riding horses, and magnificent knights and troops of twos and fours and six and eights as they work down the column streets. Knights in magnificent armor. The castle is perfect. Doves fly from the towers, cooing as they gently make way. Sunlight moves and beams in between the rafters of the castle here and there. It is solid, it is strong, it is good. It is your interdimensional mind, it is the castle, it is the kingdom. And it is expansive, and it is vast, and it is majestic, and it is beautiful. On the outskirts are moats with bridges, massive bridges of wood and steel, with gates and guards and knights. On the outer distance is your land. There are farmlands rich with foods, rich with vegetables, rich with fruits, and harvest fields for breads and rye. Spanning far into the distance with fresh rivers and springs to feed them. We are entering now the center of the hall into the kingdom. A grand door in front of you, massive and huge and strong and thick. It is the entrance into the core of the kingdom where you reside, where you rule and govern. The door is opening wide, a large beautiful carpeting streaming down, columns and columns of marble and stone, beautiful, cathedral-like, massive and strong. As we work further down, and staircases within staircases rising up to the main throne, the main center, is you as you sit upon your place of being and governing. There are some elders walking in guard. They are the wise. They are your advisors. You see them now. You look into their faces, and in their eyes you see the most wisest of wise, the oldest of knowledge, the youth of time, forever and ever within them. And they are noble and they are true. And they serve and they love you. And they love the kingdom that they exist in. To your left, you see your generals, full in their armor and their gear and their medals, full with their helmets on their sides as they present themselves and kneel to your presence. Wise and war-ridden and scarred on their faces from many battles that they have triumphed and won for you. Strong, powerful generals they are. And in the distance comes in your spiritual beings, your advisors, your healers, wise and knowledgeable, true in heart, masters of the way of herbs and medicine, great healers of mystical arts in ancient time, both male and female within them. They are there, working outside of your castle. You see that your knights are awaiting you in a large, expansive courtyard, vast and huge, with stone flooring and ground, like giant fields. They stand, all in military, strong armor, thousands and thousands it seems, all there to protect the kingdom at your will and at your call. Outside of the kingdom is lands and their farmers and their workers, all there to govern and raise food for the land. Now I want you to go into your kingdom, and there are corridors and rooms to be built. Build your halls of wisdom, build your halls of healing, build your halls of armory and weapon making and shield making, build your libraries, long and double and triple levels within them, filled with thousands and thousands of infinite books for great wisdom and insight and knowledge for your people. Bring a place to discern where truth and judgment may be made for clear for the governorship of your kingdom, so that all may be served equally in honesty and earnestly. Build the kingdom well. Build a place for your cobblers to build the stone and work the stone and take care of the castle, take care of the kingdom, repair the damaged walls, build and make stronger and better. Have blacksmith tools, large, vast, so that they can build their fires and make their steel and make the doors and the shields and the weapons and the details to the castle windows and such strong and of quality. Good water in the wells, clear, crystal clear water, pure and well protected, deep within the ground. Places of music, places of entertainment and joy, festivals that should be played upon the city to bring joy to the people and happiness of the people, which brings prosperity and wellness. Counsel to the places when there is doom and there is low, that they may be brought up high and to be made good. What passion do you have for your kingdom, for your people? What love do you have, and what ferocity will you protect your kingdom and your people with? Will bells ring? Will alms be sound? Throughout the empire, without the kingdom, there must be a soul to the spirit of the place. In the distance, far outside the land, there is a black cloud rising from the ground. It is an army moving towards your kingdom. This army means you harm. It means you ill. It means to bring and do wrath to your kingdom and to your people. It is a black cloud from the army of the feet stomping the horse hoofs and black armor as it rises with fire and red glowing behind him in the distance. It is now that you stand and you call upon your generals and you call upon your army and you walk to your armor room and you are put into your golden plated steels and your well-equipped swords and your finest of metal. You walk out and it is your army that says, "We will protect you, we will go forth." And you command them to move forward. And you call upon your dragons that rise in their silver rising with their riders. And you move your army with thousands and thousands of troops forward from your empire out into your fields, into your farms, to move beyond them to confront and meet this dark thing that comes. And in the distance there is a rider, and underneath that mask is your foe, the one who may or may not have brought darkness to your life, and it is that person that you will push back. And you ride, and you send forth your legions, you send forth your dragons, as they clash with the dragons, and they clash with the army, and steel flies, and smoke flies. Swords are cut and sworn, and you push, and you push. It is your spirit, it is your soul that pushes back the darkness. It is a fighting spirit, and you see your flags come out, and you see the horns trumpeting, and you push forward. Pushing back the dark, pushing back the soldiers of darkness, moving them back as they start to fall from behind and run back. As their leaders and their generals shake their fists at their fists at their own men as they run and they push them back to flee from them. Pushing forward. And some, in the end, that are left, do you choose to kill them or do you choose to send them on their way so that they know compassion from your people? That they know that they are beaten and they know that they cannot stand against you. Will you show them mercy and send them on their way so they can tell that tale of the quality of the people that you are, or will you smite them all? Feeling relaxed and comfortable. Your kingdom is strong. Your kingdom is far. It is a peaceful place. It is a peaceful place that offers great, beautiful music. It offers in the night with the moon glowing its light upon the land and sweet flowers, sweet songs being played. It is a strong place. It is a mystical place. And there is a pool of water in your castle in a secret place. And the pool of water is dark blue, but yet crystal clear, and it has a magic of its own, a magical room. And it is in that place that you walk to the water, and you kneel down to its walls, and you gently look down into the water. And as you look down into the water, there is a reflection. And that reflection is you looking back. And you choose now to move into that water. And that water is a secret water, for it holds time, it holds dimension, it holds space. It is a magical water. And when you move into that water, you can move yourself through time itself to any place you choose to go, to any knowledge you choose to find. It is a doorway. It's a doorway that moves you into a cosmos of infinite, infiniteness. Feeling relaxed and comfortable, slowly awakening, take a deep breath in. Coming into the now, slowly awakening. 5, 4, awakening slowly, stretching your fingers. 3, stretching your arms, stretching your shoulders. Feeling happy and well. 1, 0, and in the now. And that's it.